93.5, 1590 WAKR. Well, as we mentioned, breaking news this morning, and you heard it moments ago, but I have to say, not a big surprise, is that President Joe Biden announced he is running for re-election in 2024. And kind enough to join us on the run this morning is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron, the Bliss Institute for Political Education. And John, let's talk about it. Did this surprise you at all, President Biden back in the arena?
No, it really didn't surprise me very much at all. In fact, today's announcement, which had been rumored, you know, for a few days, is 4 years to the date of when he announced that he was running in 2020. And this suggests that maybe this announcement date was, you know, part of a plan all along. You know, sometimes in politics, it's useful to keep people guessing. But other times, it's useful to remove all doubt. And this morning, the president and the vice president removed all doubt. You know, they're in the 2024 race.
When we talk about President Joe Biden running for re-election, there's certainly a lot of positive with the 4 years experience and what he's done before that. On the negative side, a lot of people pointing to that age, John.
Well, that's certainly the case. You know, let's talk about that to begin with. You know, a lot of recent polls have suggested that a large proportion of Americans really would rather not see Joe Biden run again. And the single biggest reason for that is his age. And, you know, to his credit, President Biden has acknowledged that, you know, that's a legitimate concern. Of course, he makes the case that he's really okay and he's going to be fine. But I think that's really one of those things that's on the table for him. And, you know, if you look inside the polls, there's some real challenges for President Biden's reelection. In almost every demographic group that you can think of, the president's not particularly popular. And even among Democrats, there's a majority that say they'd really rather have somebody else, you know, run for president. I think that one of the reasons that getting the campaign going at this point can help the president is he can be out on the hustings addressing those concerns.
But when you look at the party there, the Democrat party, it's a weak class of possibilities of people running. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, in some of the polls where people have reported that they'd really rather see somebody else, the pollsters then ask, well, who would that somebody else be? And there's no consensus, really. I mean, there's a lot of names out there, but none of them are drawing any particular high level of support. Some of it is just some of these people might be, you know, good candidates in the future. They're just not very well known. But the other ones carry, you know, baggage of their own. And frankly, part of it is age. Some of the important figures in the Democratic and Republican Party are basically about Biden's age. So, you know, you don't solve the age problem by turning to another old person, even if that person has some good attributes.
With us this morning is Dr. John Green, University of Akron, professor of political science. And, you know, speaking of the age, it was reading last night in a couple of periodicals, and it kind of puts the light on a little bit. You know, President Biden, when he's running for president in 24, will be 80 years of age, which means if something bad would happen, one heartbeat away, Kamala Harris, the vice president, would be the next in line. And there were some concerns if Kamala Harris would be ready to become a president.
You know, that's been a problem really all during the, you know, the Biden-Harris administration. And many people, including quite a few Democrats, believing that maybe she wasn't quite ready for prime time. And, of course, when there was still speculation as to whether Biden would run again, of course, she would have been the heir apparent, you know, to throw her hat in the ring and run for the Democratic nomination. I think on the positive side, though, work experience is invaluable. And she's been vice president for a number of years now. I think she's learning on the job. And, you know, she may be better prepared if, you know, something sad and unfortunate were to happen to Biden to step in and play that role.
Yeah, and John, I kind of agree with you there. We talked about some of the personalities on that ticket. The personality may be her with the experience and what she brings to the table. She's been very assertive. She might be the future there. Let's flip it a little bit. President Joe Biden is now running in 2024. Let's go to the GOP side there. Donald Trump has been very critical of President Joe Biden. We might be running for a rematch. Of course, Mr. DeSantis has something to say about that in Florida, but Donald Trump is staring Joe Biden right in the eye again.
You know, I think that's the case. And, you know, we talked a little bit a moment ago about many of the weaknesses that President Biden faces, some of his challenges. But, you know, one positive thing is that Biden's more popular than Trump at the moment. You know, if we look at a possible rematch, and if present patterns were to hold through next year, then we probably would see a rematch of Biden versus Trump. And, you know, the same polls where people are saying they're not so sure they want Biden to run again are not so sure they want Trump to run again either. And so we may have a situation of a rematch between two very well-known but two very unpopular leaders.
John, when you look at President Joe Biden, and we mentioned the breaking news this morning, he's going to run for re-election. His presidency has had COVID in the middle of it. He's had to do a lot of international mending and such. And then he's had a lot of stuff going on the domestic side of things. But when you look at it right now, and somewhere down the road, we'll look at his presidency in history. But as you look at it right now, you're a professor of political science. How do you look at President Joe Biden's run the last few years?
Well, you know, I would say that he's had some success. And we can see it in the job numbers. The country really is recovering from the pandemic. You know, as difficult and as troubling as that was, I think President Biden's experience in international relations has really helped in rallying NATO and our other allies to oppose Russia in the Ukraine war. You know, there have been a lot of bumps in the road during his presidency of the sort that happened in every presidency. And by and large, his administration has been able to handle them fairly well. On the other hand, I think that one of the problems that he's faced is there were some very strong expectations that he, being an experienced leader, would solve problems in a much more dramatic way. And perhaps that was an unreasonable expectation, but it's an expectation that many people had that voted for him. And some, I think, of the unpopularity of Biden is that people are beginning to realize that those expectations were perhaps unrealistic.
John, as always, my friend, thank you for the time and the terrific insight into the big political arena. And you and I have plenty to talk about in the next couple of years, for sure. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Take care.